there's a tendency to just to think of ourselves as machines, right? And say, like, I'm just going to put 100 into this most important thing. And for a lot of students, that's school, right? And we don't realize that in order to optimize, right, in order to get our best results, we need to shift and vary and have diversity in the challenges that we put ourselves to, right? We've got to be engaged with family. We've got to be engaged with friends. We've got to be engaged with hobbies and passions, because, you know, we can think of these things as taking away from us, but I think, as you just expressed, David, they give much more than they take, right? And if you can come back into an academic setting after a good time out on the pitch with your boys, that emotion carries over into the classroom. Welcome to the Braemar Life Skills Academy podcast, where we'll explore the evolving world of education and student well-being. I'm your host, Mike Helsby, and in Season 2, we're focused on personal well-being, self-regulation, and innovative learning strategies for school and everyday life. Whether you're an educator, parent, student, or education thinker, this podcast is for you. Join us for insightful discussions, valuable perspectives, and a fresh look at the future of learning. Let's take that step into the future of education together. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Braemar Life Skills Academy podcast. I am here with another group of amazing Braemar students here to tell us about their experiences from the start of this new school year through our first term into exams and beyond. These are guys who I've spent a lot of time with in the past. We've been on the pitch, we've been on the court, we've been in the classrooms and the hallways. Guys who don't just involve themselves fully in their academic lives, but have really embraced the social and communal life of the school. And I'm proud and I'm happy to have them with me telling me about their lives today. We've got Yegor Razinko from Russia, Aryan Rahman from Bangladesh, and David Karubi from Kenya. David, I'm going to start with you. Tell the folks who are listening who you are and what you're all about.
Okay, so my name's David, as he just said. I'm from Kenya. I love basketball. I like playing against Mr. Hesby. It's tricks. But I like art. I love art, actually. It's probably the best thing out there. That's it. That's me. Yeah.
What grade are you in, and what's your academic life like right now?
I just finished Braemar this last term. Is it last time? Yeah, it's last time. My grades, not so good, but grade 12, it was our foundation year. So I'm happy to be done, happy to go home. I don't want the winter. I'm scared of the winter, I'm not going to lie. It's not for me. You know, as an African, it's not for me. But yeah.
Hey, I'm from Canada. It's not for me either.
Yeah. I think we all understand how bad winter is. I mean,
yeah.
That's why I'm leaving so quick, you know.
So a young fellow who's come through a lot of geographical difference, cultural difference, adopted a new home and a new education system here, and has succeeded, has achieved, has graduated secondary school, and is heading off into the great wide world. Very, very proud of you, David. Congratulations.
Thank you. Means a lot.
Aryan, turning to you. Tell the folks who are listening who you are and what you're all about.
Hello everyone, I'm Aryan Rahman and I'm from Bangladesh, which is in South Asia. So similarly, as David said, we kind of have like similar weather. So it's most of the time hot, and only sometimes in the winter, the least it can get is like 10 degrees, 12, 15, and it's like a lot for us. So from that place coming to here, it's a whole new different experience, because most of the time in Canada it's cold and only a few months it's summer, but even the summer it feels kind of cold compared to my countries. It's like the same thing. But yeah, for the Braemar, I'm enjoying my studies here because we have wonderful teachers here who are very friendly and for which I was able to fit myself in, even in this short time. And also I have amazing classmates every term that are different. They come from different nation, different like cultures, like everything different, but still we come together in a class and we are just all like a full world together. And it's all a great experience. Like when I talk with these students, it's like everything, like just get to know about the world better. And it makes me very happy.
That's how it feels, isn't it?
Yeah, you just get to know the world from person to person. Right now I'm I will start grade 12 and I think I'll graduate in term 4.
All right. So only a few months to go, a few more classes and credits, a little bit more hard work, and then you are on your way.
Just three more terms.
Can't wait to hear how that goes. Our final guest today, Yegor, same question. Tell us what you're all about.
Hello, everybody. My name is Yegor. I'm from Russia and currently I'm in grade 11 at Braemar College. It's been a great time I spent here in Canada, 9 months already here. And yeah, as Arian said, it's really nice, you know, to get to know different cultures, like to get to know the world, like from different perspectives, from different people. Yeah, what I can say about the weather, I'm ready for winter because like Russia, Canada, the weather is pretty much the same. So it's nothing much I have to prepare for. And yeah, although in winter, I won't be able to play my favorite sports, football and soccer, how you call it here.
It's okay. So, we're a global school. We're a global community. We can call it by its rightful name. It is football. As a Canadian, can admit that.
Yeah, be respectful. Thank you. So, yeah, that's pretty much everything about about the academic life. I'll graduate like in next year in November, so it's a pretty long time still. But I'll be happy to help everybody to get to know school, to get to know people. So, and you can have me for one more year here.
And we're lucky to. I love it. So a nice spectrum of young guys who are at different stages of their academic lives. One who's just experienced the thrill of graduation and is moving on. One who will be experiencing it in just a few months. And one who's looking at about a year plus before they get there. But all of whom have come through the several different transitions represented by the beginning of a school year, especially the beginning of a school year at Braemar College in downtown Toronto. So we're moving from that summertime to the fall. There's a seasonal shift there. There's a shift in responsibility. There's a shift in your schedules and your sort of daily things, like your wake up time, things like what you're spending your time in the evenings doing, maybe, you know, getting that homework done or preparing for tomorrow's classes. Engaging with a lot more people throughout the day. So there's a social shift that happens there. And in addition to that, each of the three of you, I know full well, have transitioned to become student leaders in our school, people who take on additional sort of community responsibilities. And so we want to summarize what those transitions have been like over the past 2 months for each of you. And I'm going to ask each of you, starting with Yegor, what was the most challenging thing that you remember facing this past term?
So I would say this is definitely socializing. So it was really hard for me to socialize. And I'm actually, it is really important for me to talk to people, to go out with friends or even by myself. And this term, it was more like I was counting hours. So it's, I was like, if I go out, so I won't be able to finish my assignment by tomorrow like this. So, like I have 3 hours, I have to take TTC for 1 hour, then I can walk and then TTC again. So I spent 2 hours traveling. So it doesn't make any sense for me to go out for a walk just for 1 hour. So I'll stay. That was like this. And another hard thing was that, I had to keep up with the coursework. So yeah, it was pretty tough because when I was in Russia, we had like 6-7 subjects per day, but they were like less long. So they were like 40 minutes, and somehow I was able to keep up with this. Like every day we have 6-7 different subjects, and yeah, as I said, the duration is it's less, but I was able to do it. But here it's just 2 lessons or 3 or sometimes 4. So it's like your main focus is on less amount of lessons. Yeah. But at the same time, it is harder and it's kind of confusing. Mm-hmm. So
for you, a major transition in terms of the education style, the education structure that you're engaging with. We know classes at Braemar are 2.5 hours long each, and you're only taking 2 classes a day for the most part. And it's high demands in those classes, right?
Yeah,
it's quite intense as you just said, compared with the sort of rapid fire short classes where we're maybe making less progress every day, but there's less intensity too. And so your big challenge was time management and kind of looking ahead to.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. And at the same time, like I was a student leader, and so what we did at school is that we created a soccer club. Finally, I don't think so. Yeah, we were going to play football before, but it was never like an official club at school, and we were able to make it official, and we were able to make people sign up for this, and that is great actually. And we have like when it's the day, like on Tuesdays, we go in like 20 minimum 20 25 people there and just enjoying it.
Awesome. So you can have a full proper match.
Yeah. So if you want to sign up every day, we'll be happy to just help you over there.
Play football.
I want to talk about what that did for you, what that type of socializing was able to do, and how it maybe impacted the scheduling and the management of your life and how you did in class. We want to talk about the other challenges that the two gentlemen in front of you have gone through as well. So Arian, coming to you, what was the biggest challenge you faced in this past term?
Firstly, I would say similar to Igor, and I think most of the students face a similar thing, about how the education system is. So as just similar to Igor, we have 7-8 classes per day, and then we have total of 19 subjects. Then in whole 1 year, we give finals. So each classes are small, and like each class is as it's just 40-45 minutes. We have less information given, like just 1 topic, 2 topics. But here the transition, like it was in the beginning, in the class I was like, okay, we'll just talk about 1 topic. So I see teacher giving us about topic 1, then topic 2, then 3. Like it just goes on, and I'm like, okay, that's a lot already in the 1 day. So in the beginning it was like, what? It's like 1 week stuff given to me, like information, detail and everything. So yeah, I tried to get used to it now, like because it's like more than 1 year in person and another 1 year I was in person. So this term, because it was my last term as grade 11 student, so in summer I went back home, so it helped me a lot to just sit down and see what the past mistakes I did, how did I, in what ways I did better, in what things was wrong. So I could just sit down and visualize all the things. And now I came here and I'm trying to manage my time, take responsibility for myself. So I got involved in student leader, got into the club, entrepreneurship club, which helped me a lot knowing about entrepreneurship and how everything. And then
I'm so glad to hear that. So we're going to dig in with both you and Yegor about how that social aspect and the sort of leadership aspect of your lives actually plays a big role in helping you deal with the intensity and the fast pace of the academic stuff that you're going through. I do want to note, having taught at Braemar for about 5 years before I took on my admin role, I know you guys know me as an administrator. I was teaching English and philosophy and history and some physical health and education before that. It's intense, and you can almost feel like you're getting buried under the expectations and the work if you don't keep up every day, both as a student and as a teacher, right? Like when you're having to prepare a 2.5 hour lesson to move a subject forward every single day, like you you gentlemen see it from one side of things. Having seen it from both, there's a set of expectations and a pressure that is built up, I think, on both sides, where there can be a lot of enthusiasm and passion that comes out of that, but there can also be a huge amount of sort of frustration and confusion if you're not able to manage your mental health, your physical health, your social life, as well as all those different academic tasks that you're responsible for. So we're going to dig a little bit more into how you've managed to do that successfully in just a moment. Coming to the graduate, though, Big David Karubi, tell us about the big challenge that you remember facing in your final term at Braemar before graduating.
Honestly, this has been a crazy term for me. Like, all the other terms were like simple. It was just two courses and everything. But this term, I don't know. I just maybe jinxed myself or something, or wanted to hurt myself. Like, I did terrible courses, like the hardest courses, grade 12 math, calculus and vectors, and then physics TVO. So it was just math in one term, then becoming a student leader. So it was a lot. It was a lot, but I made it through. It was mostly the work. The work was ridiculous with math and calculus. So the whole term, I spent most of my time in the library just trying to catch up, because my body was still on summer body. Like, you after school, you just go out, spend time. But adjusting halfway through the term, I was adjusting. Coming back, it was crazy. I was behind in everything. So I started spending time in the library, catching up. It was tough. And becoming a student leader, it helped me with, we're meeting new people. Because it's final term, I wanted to stand out this time. I wanted to do something different. So I decided, let me meet new people. Let me become a student leader. Let me be more active in the school for my final term. And that's, again, a lot. It was a lot of work. So, yeah, managing that work and sleeping, waking up. I can't tell you how many times I've been late to school. Okay, it's been, or even missed first period because I didn't sleep because of working the night before. So it's been
ironic, eh?
Yeah. And first period was advanced function. So, I mean, it was a tough course. But I see, we still made it through. I practically slept in the library this time. But yeah.
Man, well, I hope you know, like, there's a lot of adults out there. There's a lot of people working full-time jobs who, in many cases, don't put in the number of hours that you just put in the last two terms, keeping up with that very, very difficult course load that you just described. Thank you for being honest about, you know, the trials and the successes and the challenges that you went through. Staying with it for a second, kind of trying to look under the hood a little bit, look underneath what's going on here. How does being a student leader, which, as you said, is more work, right? It's more responsibility, but you also said it helped. So how does adding that other type of work or that other type of responsibility that goes with being a member of a community help with the big academic stuff that you got to get done?
It helped because I stopped thinking about the work. Like, every time I was doing student leader things, it was more of like fun for clubs, for, like, as Igor said, for soccer, football, actually. It's fun. It got me to stop stressing, because I've been stressing a lot this time, also for applying for colleges and unis that's now starting January and have the program I'm looking for, architecture. It's hard. So now, becoming a student leader, it just helped me stop thinking about it. Just help the school grow, which was my plan, to just make it better so more people can come and enjoy when I leave. And yeah, so it just helped with the social thing and stop me from stressing too much.
Yeah. Going from one mode of being to another mode.
Yeah.
I can't stress that enough, both in my personal life, my life as a student, my life as a teacher. There's a tendency to just to think of ourselves as machines, right? And say, like, I'm just going to put 100 into this most important thing. And for a lot of students, that's school, right?
Yeah.
And we don't realize that in order to optimize, right, in order to get our best results, we need to shift and vary and have diversity in the challenges that we put ourselves to, right? We've got to be engaged with family. We've got to be engaged with friends. We've got to be engaged with hobbies and passions, because you know, we can think of these things as taking away from us, but I think as you just expressed, David, they give much more than they take.
Yeah.
Right? And if you can come back into an academic setting after a good time out on the pitch with your boys, that emotion carries over into the classroom, and that sense of self-esteem and like I'm contributing to something bigger than me, that can actually make our academic selves, I think, quite a bit more confident, efficient, and effective.
Yeah.
Feel me?
The only thing it didn't help with is the sleep. That's the only thing. Other than that, yeah, it helped a lot.
Okay. I'm going to come back to the sleep thing in a second. Jumping back to Arian, I'll tell you, in my interactions with you in the past, the quality that comes out in everything that you say and in all of your actions is a real sense of responsibility to a high standard. You really expect the best from yourself, and you hold yourself accountable. Like, it's very, very clear to me that responsibility is a huge value in your life. Are there any like tips, tricks, resources, types of schedules? Is there anything that you do specifically to keep yourself accountable to those responsibilities?
Right now, that's one thing I'm getting into, to make schedule for myself, because right now I'm taking lots of responsibilities together for myself, because yeah, I'm getting in grade 12, which is like the end of the school year, so I want to make the education better in the performance. Then I have a student leader, I'm running the club, then also the health and fitness wise, I'm right now in 1 month streak of walking like 10,000 steps, so every day. So that thing, like every time I'm now doing it, I feel better from myself, like inside. So that thing is helping me to get on to a schedule, like okay, I come home at like 5 or 5:30. So as soon as possible, just finish my dinner, shower. I walk maybe 30 minutes, 1 hour. If it's not school time, like it's the weekend, 1 hour or something, just straight walk inside house or outside. And then like I have the Apple Watch, so it has rings. That thing motivates me a lot. Then I finish one ring. It gives, hey, you have this achievement. You have this. It feels like they are giving me medals. Like and also health-wise, while I'm walking and those things, it takes a lot of energy for myself. In the beginning, it was very hard. Like even in the beginning, I was like, okay, I'm done with walking. Now I can't study or do anything. I will just sleep or something. But right now, it's helping me a lot, like from mentally, physically, it has improved me. Like mentally, like when I'm walking, I'm thinking of new ideas, new ways I can improve myself, like spending a time while I'm active physically, and also using my thinking to how can I improve. So right now I'm also, as I said, I'm getting into grade 12. I have maths and English. So in the beginning, I'm taking English. So take a slight step back from the maths, because I want to do that later. From I have term 3 and 4 for that, like last two terms. I want to do it. I have to take calculus and function. But in the beginning, I'm taking now English. So my main focus is now what to. So here is the thing. I got to realize if I want to be the best in something, I have to do something that others are not doing. Or some things I didn't do in the past. So I'm trying to scan myself what things I didn't do in grade 11 English and do the exact things. And what else my classmates are not doing. So one, for example, in English classes, most of the students don't read the books. Just summarize on those things. So yeah, they
hey,
finish their
work. I'm an English teacher, man. Let me tell you, you couldn't be more right.
Yeah, yeah, but they finish their work, they do their essays, everything fine. But you know, there is still a quality left, and they themselves know. Yeah, if I had read the book, I could improve myself. So right now, I'm trying to focus on those things. Like, what are the things that others are not doing or I didn't do in the past, and exactly do those things to improve. Like, get in a better position by myself. Like, it's just a competition with myself. It's a me versus me. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
There's so much that you just said that is so powerful and that deserves to be raised up and that I hope the people listening hear clearly. I just want to make sure that I highlight a few of those points that you said. The most important thing for me came at the very end there, where you're talking about, if I want to be the best, I got to do something that nobody else is doing, right? We talk about this a lot in sports, right? Like if you do the same thing you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. So looking around yourself and asking, what's not being done? What tricks, what approaches are people missing out on that I might engage with to advantage myself? But the key at the very end that you said is I'm in competition with myself, right? We've talked a lot. I was talking last week with our teacher, Miss Rebecca Bitten, about how comparison is the thief of joy, right? How when we constantly spend our lives looking around at what other people are doing, we don't, you know, the phrase stay in our lane. We don't put all of our energy into our own beings, into our authentic selves and get where we want to go. So I'm so pleased to hear a young man like yourself, still a teenager, talking about how do I live a physically healthy life? How am I going to get motivations like those Apple rings that are going to make me look forward to these healthy tasks like walking 10,000 steps a day, which I tell you, man, there are a whole bunch of adults out there who are just cluing in to the power of some of those things, okay? Walking 10,000 steps, having motivational triggers that help you to do it. You're doing it as a teenager. I think I can quite confidently say that you're going places with those techniques as long as you stay consistent with them, but always in the framework of not being in competition or comparison with other people, rather being in competition and comparison with your former self, right? Are you progressing to the place that you want to go? It's all gold, man. And I hope these aren't things that you just keep to yourself, but that you also share with the other people in your life, right? Because it can be powerful and transformative.
Yes, absolutely. One thing I would like to add that to improve yourself, first, you have to love yourself. You have to take care of yourself. Then only you should, like, not compare, yeah, but compare, like, what Igor is doing, like, what are the good things about him? Learn from those, talk with him, like, you see his actions. Okay, how do you do this? Yeah, he does like this. Okay, I take that note from him, what David is good in. So if this is something that will help me in my future, okay, I ask him, hello, hi, how do you do this? How do you do this? Like, this is what things I'm trying to do all this time, like, hey, you're doing good in this essay or you're doing good in a debate. How do you do it? Like, what's your inspiration? Like, how do you keep going on? So these are some details, like, because in this world, we are supposed to share with each other everything and live together. That's why we are all here. It's not like I alone, okay, I just ignore everyone and I just be at the top and everyone is like, okay, no. It's a teamwork thing in the world. Everyone, we should be together in everything we do.
Somebody get this man a podcast. Somebody get this man a book deal. Holy smokes. I mean, Arian, I'm so pleased to have you here and have somebody speaking truths like that so clearly. Very well said. Yegor, tough act to follow, but let me ask you, from your own perspective, dealing with the challenges of your term one, what did you do to effectively meet those challenges?
So as the main thing for me, I was actually doing scheduling. So I was scheduling almost everything, like all my works, almost like the coursework, if we say about it. So I was like prioritizing like which work should I do first, that which one is better, like which one I can put like for later on. So with the coursework, it was easier. If we say about socializing, I was firstly, like, I was more kind of upset. So like, I didn't expect like that much pressure coming from the like lessons, from the subjects. So I was upset at first, but then I just kind of accepted it. So I was just enjoying the time I spent with myself, like doing something. And I was mostly happy every time I met someone, like I met up with my friends. So maybe this was even like better, you know, because sometimes when you just meet with your friends like every weekend, you like at some point you're getting tired like of the maybe same environment all the time. True. But when you stay with yourself doing something like really actively, so then and you do this more than you socialize, then it's like you start getting like into this small moments you have with your friends, and you like, yes, I'm so happy I have them, and I hope they feel the same to me.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like,
and that gave you some motivation, some good feelings for going back into the school day the next day or come Monday after a weekend.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
The things I'm taking away from what you're saying, I think there's a lot of real little kernels of profound truths in what you're getting at. One of them really connected to what Arian was saying earlier, the power of connecting with other people in a shared space, not necessarily with expectations of them, not really asking them like give something to my life, but more with a reciprocity, right? Like the work that you did putting that football club together is a gift that you gave to those other people. And the gift that they give back is that connection, right? That feeling that I am expanding my network. I am surrounded by people who are starting to know me as a person, right? Know me as a leader, know me in my qualities and my interests. That can do a world of difference. That can make a world of difference for your level of confidence and self-efficacy moving into the world, moving into the classroom, moving into your job or to university or what have you. The other thing that I thought I really want to just surface from what you said is not just sort of losing yourself in the midst of these social situations, not just kind of diving into the joy pool and swimming around in there. And we know sometimes when we're in a happy moment, time goes by really, really fast, right? And all of a sudden we're out of it. And then we got to go back to our responsibilities, whatever they may be. It sounds to me like you make a really conscious effort of being conscious, of not just being conscious of these moments, but being grateful for them. And this sounds a bit strange. We think of gratitude as being a sort of like abstract force that can't really be measurable or utilized in the way that maybe some of the more mechanical tools we have can be. But there's starting to be some really good science, some really good psychology around what an attitude of gratitude does for our lives. Not just in the moment that we're grateful for, but in the moments that maybe we're not so grateful for, the moments that are hard, like getting through those two big math courses that David went through in his past term, right? Yeah. If you have moments of conscious gratitude on that weekend with your friends or on that pitch with your football club or out on your walk, getting those 10,000 steps every night like Arian does, that gratitude infuses the rest of your life, gives it hope, gives it confidence, gives you the ability to move forward with a sense that you're enough, right? So I really, really love all three of you guys, the wisdom that you're sharing here, because a lot of teenagers don't have these tools available to them. They're not quite using them the way that they could be, and it's available to everybody. Yeah. We're running a bit out of time here, but I want to make sure that we give the final word to our graduate, a guy we're so proud of, David. David, if there's one thing from your entire time going through high school, whether it was at home in Kenya, coming here to Braemar, all the many, many changes and the joys and the sorrows, the struggles, the highs, the lows, everything you've lived through, what do you want to say about it? And what message do you want to put out there to all the listeners just to finish us off today?
Well, it's been a very hard transition, especially from the beginning, from coming from Kenya. With everything, social life, school life. As they said, school was 7 subjects a day. You barely get assignments. 45 minutes. And then coming here, you're in class 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Just same course every day, a lot of work. So that adjustment was pretty hard in the first few weeks. But you get used to it at a point. You just get used to it. But the fun part is meeting new people. So even though you come to Braemar, the best part about Braemar and the worst part is that when you come from wherever you are, there's always someone from that same place. So you feel some connection, like from home. So you don't get homesick that easily. So there's always someone you know, someone from the same place, someone who speaks the same language. But also it can be the worst thing, because when you talk to them, you end up getting too comfortable. You don't talk to other people, so you don't socialize as much as you should, meeting new cultures and everything. So you do feel like home, but you don't expand your horizon to other places and learn other cultures. So you just need to get used to it, be in the right mindset. Don't slack off a lot. You know, it gets easy to relax, especially in the summer when it's hot. There's so much going on, so many activities. It's too simple to just slack and just chill. But once you do that, later on you realize that's a big mistake. Like in my first time here, I wasn't doing the best. It was just more of like socializing. For me, it wasn't really an academic term. But to this day, I regret how I took that term for granted. I know I could have done a lot better. In that term, it was art and English. And I know I could have done a lot better, but I didn't. So now I ended up having to retake English to get a better grade. But I regret slacking off. It was bad. But I'm happy I'm going home, though. Because, yeah. I mean, even though you're here and you're talking to people who are from the same place as you, there's no place like home. You still miss home. You still miss your family and everything. So, I mean, at a point, you do get used to it. You just know how to know yourself and know how to manage yourself in some situations.
There's a lot of wisdom in there, David. And I'm pleased that you're going to be able to go home and be embraced by family and friends and culture again with some of those lessons, because I know you're going to take those and you're going to learn from them.
Right? Yeah.
What I'm hearing, the major themes that are popping out from this podcast, I think you'll agree. Taking advantage of the time outside of your responsibilities to build yourself up in the many ways that we're able to do that. And the best way we can build ourselves up in and outside of school is with connection, human connection, building those networks of people who see you, who meet you where you are, who understand you and support you. Right? We are, Arian said it, we're not meant to be on top of the mountain by ourselves. Right? This is a team effort. So, gentlemen, can't thank you enough for sharing your wisdom and your experiences with us today. Proud of each and every one of you. Can't wait to see what happens in the future. Until that future comes. Yeah. This has been Mike Halsby with the Braemar Life Skills Academy podcast, hoping to bring you many more conversations with insightful young folks like this in the future.